Bem-vindo ao podcast Inglês para Avançados da Transparent Language.
Hello there. How's it going? Today, our podcast will be dual-side. In one part, you will see the English part, and right beside it, the Portuguese translation. We figured that it will help more readers to learn and read along. So, let's get down to business.
As you know, I'm hooked on TV series, and that is a great way for me to improve my English in a fun and interesting way. I've been writing down some cool expressions, and I want to share them with you guys now. Here we go.
Guys always talk about hitting the gym after work. That means that they are simply going to go to the gym. The verb hit is also used when you were going to study. We say that we're going to hit the books. Okay, have you ever gone to the movies to see an endless and boring 3-hour film? I'm almost sure you have, and that brings our next expression, be bored to death. It means that you are extremely bored, and you can also use the expressions to be bored stiff or to be bored to tears. When someone asks you a question and you answer it perfectly, they could tell you that you are right on the money. We can say that the weather forecasts were right on the money. Or in a football game, we say that the quarterback's pass was right on the money because it was perfect and reached the desired goal. We've all had those times when, however hard we try to remember something, it just doesn't happen. In English, we can express this idea using to draw a blank. For example, I can say that I tried very hard to remember her name, but I drew a blank. There is also the phrasal verb to blank out that has the same meaning. Very often, we start relationships in a way that they're bound to fail. In English, we say that we got off on the wrong foot or started off on the wrong foot. For example, tomorrow is your first day of work, so don't get off on the wrong foot and get there early to make a good impression.
That's it for today, people. See you next time.